Captain, I know yesterday it was personal reasons. And
yeah. Well, yesterday, yeah, he had to attend to a family illness. And then today, the hamstring, it was sore from the game. He actually came out for a couple plays during the game. Sherrod went in and played the nickel position for us, and then Captain worked back in. And yesterday and today he was sore with it, and so, you know, he took care of it. Today was really the first day. I thought he would get out and practice, but he didn't. So we put him on the practice report.
He wouldn't have, if he would have practiced yesterday. He wouldn't have practiced yesterday had he
probably not. Probably not. In all honesty, probably not. But he actually moved around today during the walkthrough periods and stuff like that, and didn't look bad at all.
Jonathan said both of his ankles are a little stiff at this point.
Age. You know, it's tough. He's a running back guy that relies on his ankles, his feet, and his legs, and you know, it's surprising. It's surprising it wouldn't be. They weren't sore. So but he didn't work today. So there's obviously concern as far as tomorrow's concerned, whether or not he will be out there or not. So we'll see tomorrow morning.
A couple of the linemen were talking about how Cam's been in the huddle, and you know, it's there's been a lot more. I don't know how to say it, but he's smiling more, and they're
energy.
Energy, right? What have you seen on the sideline with him?
That type of energy that I think a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, he needs to be like this, he needs to be like that. But the thing that's interesting though is it's a two-way street, and so when things happen, you see his teammates coming up to him as well. So it's been really good. It really has been. You know, he's gone through a tough period. He's a guy that's, you know, learning to cope with certain things right now and things that he's never had to. And you know, it's like, you know, I've said what the old saying is, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So hopefully we're all going to get stronger from the situation and circumstances and know how to deal with it in the future.
Like you got this offense headed in the right direction.
I think so. I think there's a lot of good things that have happened in the last few weeks. I think, you know, and not just the last few, but we've had moments all year. Just, you know, now you see more consistency is probably a better word for it than anything else. You see us playing more consistent. You know, hopefully, you know, this week we can continue. It's a good defense. It really is that we're going to be playing. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we handle them. It's a 3-4 front, a little bit different than what we're used to seeing. They play a lot more man-to-man than a lot of teams that we have played against. So there's some differences that will test us, obviously, schematically.
When you think of Arrowhead Stadium, what do you think of?
Oh, crowd. You know, I mean, it's been a tradition for years there, and you know, it's a good crowd. It's a good atmosphere for good football atmosphere. Like us, there's a lot of military involvement as well. I can't think of the name of the military base there, but there's an installation there that, you know, that feeds off of that the military feeds off of, and they feed off the military. So it's kind of a neat environment like ours, and it's really nice to see.
Is this the time of year, especially when you go out in a place like Kansas City,
that you really got to kind of rely a little more on the running game?
If the weather's bad, probably. It depends on how things go also. I mean, if you start out fast and keep it going that way, you can take advantage of the running game. If it's a close game and you got to grind it out, then you really do have to rely on it. So, I mean, like the other night in Philly, if we could have kept it going and not allowed the long run and scored again, the circumstance could have been 21-6, and then we could have, you know, gone ahead and exploited the running game. But we never put ourselves in that position, and, you know, a couple times we were working from behind.
I haven't looked at the forecast, but, I mean, if it is crummy.
65. I got my fingers crossed. I said 65. So hopefully. I mean, you know, if you saw, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see any of the game that they played against the Broncos, but it was beautiful. I mean, it was bright, sunny day, and the forecast has been it was going to be 65, so I'm hoping. But if the day does change and becomes, you know, a little inclement, yeah, we'll have to, you know, we'll have to rely on some running things and probably a lot of play action.
When you made the change with Stewart and D'Angelo, I think it coincided with you guys doing more out of the eye. Now it looks like you're back to more of a mixture. I mean, what
well, we're trying.
base.
We're trying to find the balance is what we've been trying to do and get back to some of the things that we did last year. And most notably was the things that we did in Chicago last year. And that was really the start of it all. If you go back and look at the game that we played against Chicago, over 400 yards of total offense, that's the type of balance you're looking for where you can get in the 21 personnel group, you know, the two back, one tight end. Then you can get in the one back, two tight end stuff, 12 personnel, which we used a lot last year because, you know, we had Jeremy there with us. So, you know, those are things that we're trying to find. And now we're starting to see the emergence of Ben Hartsock and Gary Barnage as far as being the other tight end that, you know, it's kind of by committee now, you know, where you just had Jeremy who played kind of the two roles. Now you have two different guys playing those roles. So they'll each get about 8-9 snaps each. So, you know, you're talking about us being in 12 personnel about 18 times, 16 times a game, 21 personnel about, you know, 15, 16. So if we can get that kind of balance and not have to rely on being in one group for the most part, I think it throws a little bit of a wrench.
Read out of both of those packages?
Out of all the packages, we can. We can.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all.